Another young man who lives in the area of Judea and Samaria, he is a part of the Jewish settlement activities as well, is Itamar Marcus. He's also the director of Palestinian Media Watch. PalWatch.org is the location on the web. You need to go there. You need to bookmark that because the fact is you need to know what the Palestinian people are really saying, and that's what Itamar's team does. They monitor both the print media and the electronic media for the Palestinian people to keep everyone abreast of what is happening. And by the way, Itamar, as I understand it, you were just in Europe doing that exact thing, informing some of the legislators there in Europe about what the Palestinians really are saying.
That's correct, Jimmy. In the last 2 weeks, I've spoken to members of Norwegian Parliament, British Parliament, and a few days ago, Swiss Parliament. And what we're finding consistently is that even the people at the top of the political arenas around the world are uninformed about what's really going on. They're used to the regular diplomatic channels. They're used to listening to what the Palestinian leadership is telling them when they travel, and they present this very moderate and very conciliatory tone, and they sound very reasonable. But we're watching what they're telling their kids, and it's a completely different world. I mean, we show this to MPs. MPs are horrified. You know, you'd think that members of parliament, you know, would be more interested. They're not. In the leadership, they're not. They really understand. When you show them children's programs, and you see them, little children being taught to hate Jews and Christians, as was on Palestinian television just a few weeks ago, where they demonized Christians as just the remnants of the Crusaders and Jews are just the remnants of the people of Haibar, which is a town that Muhammad destroyed, the Jewish town. They were horrified to see this was on official Palestinian television.
Wow. Well, this is one of the reasons, dear friend. I said bookmark palwatch.org. That's the address for this very important information being put forth by Itamar Marcus. And if he's talking to Norwegian legislators and Swiss legislators and the Great Britain's legislature as well, I think that you ought to get in on some of the things he's saying. Itamar, one of the reasons I wanted to get a hold of you today is recently, as I understand it, the Israeli government returned over 100 bodies of some of the people who had been involved in terroristic attacks against the state of Israel. Now, when the burial took place, it seems to me the Palestinian Authority, even with the leadership itself, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, they were there to glorify these martyrs. Give us some more information about this.
Okay, yes. Well, Israel, as a goodwill gesture to Mahmoud Abbas, and I don't know why we're giving him goodwill gestures when he's sending nothing but bad will in our direction, but as a goodwill gesture to Mahmoud Abbas, Israel gave over 91 bodies of some of the worst terrorists. Most people who were killed in combat against Israel, Israel just returns the bodies, but the worst terrorists, the suicide bombers, Israel doesn't return their bodies so that they can't have these massive, you know, celebration funerals and turn these killers of Israelis into heroes. Well, Israel decided to return these 91 bodies to strengthen Mahmoud Abbas. And instead of just taking them quietly and maybe burying them quietly, as you should do to gruesome murderers, they made a national, they turned them into national heroes. They had a, Mahmoud Abbas laid wreaths on their coffins. So we're talking about people who, for example, blew himself up in Cafe Hillel in Jerusalem, killing a large number of people. Another one, others who killed, who blew themselves up in Cafe Moment and in other different places. One, the one I think from Hebrew University as well was there, the one who killed. So you've got all these suicide terrorists who are now brought back. And instead of the government saying, we're getting the bodies back, we're going to give them burials, but we reject their actions, they turn them into national heroes. The message to Palestinian youth and adults is that killing Israelis is honorable. Not only honorable, by the way, they call them all shaheeds. Shaheed means Islamic martyrs. And what they're telling their people is that by killing Israelis through suicide bombing, they fulfilled some kind of Islamic commandment. Otherwise, they wouldn't be Islamic martyrs. So here they're doing is they're putting the killing of Jews on the level of Islamic commandment, which is a horrific, horrific thing to do. And these are the moderates. This is Mahmoud Abbas, not just the Hamas. These are the moderates.
You know, I thought that was bad enough. But then when I read from a report I received from you that in that burial ceremony and the glorification of these Palestinian Islamic terrorists, they said, hey, look, we still have some elite martyrs that are still among the body politic, the Jewish people of Israel, and they could strike. I mean, this was shocking news coming to me.
That's right. The head of the Bureau of Mahmoud Abbas, Tayyip Abdul Azrakhim, said that these people are role models for us. And not just from the past that's being honored, they're as role models to the future. The wording, I think, was that he didn't want to say that they were role models as if he's calling for death. He said they are calling to us to follow in their path. I think those are the exact words that he used. They are calling to us to follow in their path. Well, if you follow in the path of a suicide terrorist who's killed 20 or 30 people, then you are a murderer like him. And this is coming from, like I said, the person who is in charge of the office of Mahmoud Abbas. So it's coming from the top. It's coming from the political leadership. All the talk around the world about distancing themselves from violence and terror is just empty talk. People should be listening to this and taking it seriously, because the Palestinian people are not preparing their people. The Palestinian leadership, excuse me, is not preparing its people for long-term peace with Israel. They are indoctrinating a generation to be ready to go and be suicide bombers and other terrorists, so that they're not preparing them for peace in any way.
Wow. Folks, if you've been eavesdropping on this conversation, now you understand my initial statements at the beginning of this talk with Itamar Marcus. Go to his website. It's called PalWatch, PALWATCH, PalWatch.org. And by the way, sign up for his newsletter. He'll send alerts out, and you'll be able to stay informed. We're not trying to propagandize anybody. We're simply trying to lay out all the information that is available and what the Palestinians are really saying, both in their print and electronic media. Itamar, I have to thank you for the service you're offering, not only to my listeners, but in fact to people across the world, and in particular some of the political leaders who are making the decisions for the future. Thank you for your service. Thank your team, please. And we're going to stay in touch, because we need to be alert as to what is really being said there in the Palestinian media. Appreciate it, Itamar. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks very much. Bye.